Welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English, the only podcast where we try to demystify the magic of digital marketing. So welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English. So Raghav, what is the topic for today?
So today's topic is about Facebook ads, and I want to talk about this because a lot of people, when they start with digital marketing, they start with Facebook. But the thing over here is that Facebook has a lot of options that they've given in terms of running ads. And once a new person in this field tries to run their first ad for their business, they are given with a myriad of different options on the first Facebook ad campaign. So they really don't know what the difference is between all of these options, what each campaign is meant for. And this is the topic that I want to touch today so that, you know, we could spread awareness about what each campaign actually does. And I was hoping we could talk about that today.
Yeah, sure we can. And it is true that Facebook does have many different types of ad types. But before you are able to choose the type of the ad that you may want to use, you need to know the objective of the campaign, which means that you need to know why you are running the campaign, what is it that you wish to achieve through that campaign, because all these ad types are mapped to a specific campaign objective.
Right, so you mentioned objective a lot of times over here, and what exactly do you mean by that objective over here?
Right, so let me explain in more detail. The buying journey of a user, the digital buying journey of a user nowadays consists primarily of three phases: the awareness phase, the consideration phase, and the conversion phase. Awareness phase is when you get to know about a product. Consideration is when you are evaluating or thinking about the product or the service. And the conversion is when you've, kind of made up your mind and you want to take action, and probably you want to go ahead and buy the product or that particular service. Now, Facebook provides different ad campaigns or ad types for each of these three phases. For example, for the awareness phase, Facebook provides two types of campaigns called the awareness and the reach. And these campaigns try to maximize the visibility of your ad at a minimum cost, so that more and more people get to know about your product or service through your ad. Obviously, it tries to optimize the cost to keep it as low as possible. For the consideration phase campaign, it has campaigns related to, for example, one is called the traffic campaign, which means that through this you want to get visitors to your website. The engagement campaign, which means that you want people to like, share, or comment on your post. Basically, you want them to engage with your content on the Facebook page. The third is an app installs type of campaign. So let's say if you have a mobile app that you're trying to sell that you want people to install on their phones, then you can use this particular type of consideration phase campaign called the mobile app installs campaign. The fourth is in the consideration phase is the video views, where again you probably make a video explaining your product or describing its features, and then you tell Facebook that go ahead and show this video to as many people as possible, again at the minimum cost. So optimize maximum views on the video with a minimum cost. Then the next one in the consideration phase is what we call as the lead generation phase. So sometimes you want to collect contact information of people so that you can follow up with them offline. Typically, one application of this could be in the real estate industry, because we all know that, we don't go online and, start buying houses, right? We always, inquire online. So a lead generation campaign in the consideration phase is a great way to use for an industry like real estate. And then there is also a messenger campaign where, let's say, you want people to chat with you. In the chat, you want to tell them more about your product, they answer their questions. So that is a messenger type of campaign. Now, in this, all these types of campaigns, you are trying to provide the user with some additional information, with some additional content. And that content could even be on your website. So for example, for a traffic campaign, you're getting them to your website where you are, you have more screen real estate, you have more liberty of creativity, etc. And you're trying to, talk about your product. So the idea is consideration phase is trying to give information to nudge the user to go ahead and buy your move towards buying your product. And then the third is called the conversion ads. In this you have a type of a campaign called catalog sales. Now typically, let's say if you have an apparel kind of a store where you're selling a lot of clothes, you could create a catalog of your clothes and give it to Facebook, and Facebook will actually now start showing your individual products with their images, prices and other information, and get people to buy them online, right? Then you also have another type of a campaign in the conversion phase, which is also called conversion campaign only. Now, why it's called conversion campaign? Because now you want people to take a specific action that you define as a conversion. So for some people, the conversion might be an online sale. For some people, the conversion might be a registration to a webinar event, because that's what you want people to do. And maybe you're going to do the actual selling in the webinar, right? And so these are called conversion type of campaigns. And lastly, the third type of a conversion campaign is a store traffic campaign, where you're trying to drive people to a physical store. You're showing the ad on Facebook. In that ad, you're showing proximity to the store. You're talking about the store and you're giving them directions to the store and you're trying to drive traffic. But the bottom line, if you see in all these conversion ads, is that you are enabling them to take an action and complete that action through through that particular ad itself, right? So that is why these are called conversion ads. So in summary, I would say that the first set of ads is to make people aware about your product or service. The second set of ads is to give them additional information and nudge them towards buying by engaging them with your content, getting them to your website. And the third is actually enabling the action where you want them to complete a particular task, like buying or maybe visiting a store, or maybe registering for an event or something like that.
Okay, that was a lot of information to take in, but I really feel that it should be a very well step forward for the people who are looking into Facebook ads, looking into advertising on Facebook. And it's absolutely brilliant how the way Facebook has thought about each and every type of business, how they have provided a map of the online user journey, as you were mentioning, and they've provided each and every step in their advertising platform about the phases that you were talking about. I think this has been a pretty informative session, and thank you so much, Kavi, for that. We can now, I think, start with our Facebook ads.
Sure, my pleasure, Raghav. And I hope with all this, it's you're armed with a good understanding and can now run Facebook ads more effectively. That's thank right. you.